Don't use that hammer, man. Hand it down here. No, you keep hammering. Don't give him a hammer.
Use that hammer today.
Vance,
pick up where I left off.
Keep that hammer.
He said, wait. As everybody sees the agenda today, we're kind of like action packed, for lack of better words. Dave, we have any amendments or anything like that? I didn't think we weren't taking anything off. The taxpayers are getting the money for it, just absolutely. Gentlemen, I'll take a motion.
For the agenda, you mean? Mr. President, make a motion. We approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, December 16th, 2008, as in printed form.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve the agenda as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. You would like a hammer back?
Yes. I'll do it all day.
Okay.
I like to have that written.
Now, the minutes, Robin Faxon to us yesterday.
Okay.
My poor fax machine bit the bullet. No, I'm about 12-2, December the 12th, 08. Yeah, any corrections or additions?
Mr. President,
I'll make a motion.
I make a motion we approve the, I'm sure everybody's read them, 30 pages of minutes for December the 2nd.
I think that was the top priority.
It was, yep. I got a pearl this morning.
Cranked them out, right. It's moved to second. We approved the minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
You want the whole thing read?
Yeah.
Correspondence, Jim?
We have three items of correspondence. First, a thank you note from, looks like, Jody Gravener of the Sussex County 4-H Exchange Group, thanking council for a donation that allowed her to attend a 4-H exchange trip to Colorado. Letter from the principal at the Woodbridge Elementary School thanking council for a donation of $250 to their accelerated reading program. Indicates it will be used to purchase reading incentives for the students. And a letter from Creative Concepts to Mr. Dukes. Dear Dale, we enjoyed your evening of tribute for your many years of service to the county and its people. Our company, with Hal Dukes' guidance, received an industrial revenue bond 20-some years ago. With hard work, our company has grown and become an employer of 28 people, fulfilling the purpose of our program. The staff includes me, my wife, three sons, a daughter-in-law, and so far one grandson. The encouragement of yourself and other councilmen over the years has enabled development of Sussex County that allows middle-class people the chance to grow and prosper. It's provided opportunities for young people, giving them alternatives to college and leaving the area. Amid all the development criticism, you had the foresight to develop an extensive sewer system that protects our area while providing a balance between development and environment that a majority of people desire. Again, we would like to extend our thanks to you for your service and support for businesses such as ours. That's all the correspondence.
Any other correspondence from any of the council? Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. The first item of business we have today is the state police program update. And just to bring you up to date again, we are currently in our 14th year of our state police contracts for additional state police service in Sussex County. We currently are contributing about $1.9 million towards the funding of 40 additional state police in Sussex County over and above the county or the state's allotment for Sussex. And with us today, we have a contingent from the Delaware State Police. And our administrative officer, R.L. Hughes, would like to make a few remarks.
Thank you. My name is R.L. Hughes, just for the record. But I bring regards from Colonel McLeish to the council. He is unable to attend today because of other commitments. However, I will say I'm glad he couldn't be here today. Because as a Sussex County, I'm very proud to be here today to represent the state police. And to tell the council, Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Dukes and President Jones, thank you. I have been attending county council meetings for quite some time now, not as long as some of you, but even back when I was the captain at Troop 5 and I got my certificate with a gold star for perfect attendance that Mr. Dukes and Mr. Rogers and Mr. Jones saw fit to give me, I still have that, and I thank you for your support. The support of the county council and this government has been extraordinary over the years. As Mr. Baker had talked about, the 14 years of continued support is something that many governments should envy. Local government, county government, state government, and federal government working together is what's going to solve our problems today. This council had the foresight 14 years ago to look for a way to leverage taxpayer dollars to enhance public safety. That's what's been accomplished by this. Those 40 additional troopers, portion are here today with us. We have representatives from each of our three troops. And from the state police, I just want to say thank you on behalf of Colonel McLeish, Governor Minner, and Secretary Mitchell. Thank you for your support. We will continue to do our jobs, and we hope that we continue this relationship. Thank you.
Major, it's been a good partnership with the county, and I think that's where we got the most bang for our buck. We could not. I've been an opponent of a county police force for a long time because of the cost. And you all have done a good job. We've got Florida State Police here because of the agreement. And looking forward to the county continuing that.
I too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any other comments, Jim? It has been a pleasure. I mean, certainly the most bang for the buck and the best deal for the citizens of Sussex County.
Thank you.
We appreciate everybody, all the troops and the guys that are on the street. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Is that new cars you have out there?
Yes, sir. Well, we do have a few cars. If you want to take a look at them, and you can ask any questions to that group back there, and I'm sure they will give you an answer. Check with me, and I'll see if it's the right answer. But
I wonder if we could get our picture put on each one of the dashes of those cars.
We already have your pictures in the post office.
Hey, Dave, check. You got to get a check?
Oh, yeah.
Big one? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Everybody got that. Yeah, don't leave without the money.
We do have a check, and this represents one of the quarterly payments. The first quarter of fiscal 2009.
Representative, can each troop come up? Troop Commander Greg, Roger, and Chip, if I could get you to come up, please.
Good Lord.
Oh, you pretty guys. Come on up.
Come on, get in here.
Get in here. Hold on to that chair. Last one to get pulled over.
Come here, Captain.
Are you going to be giving us checks now, George? We'll be coming to be receptive.
Morning.
Cute.
Can you see everybody?
Dale will be in Florida. Hard to find
out. Hey, don't turn out to be Nathan Hale. We got a few seats left.
The next item is the Employee of the Year, and we would like to publicly congratulate Jean Ellen Dickerson, if she can come up. She is Sussex County Council's Employee of the Year. She was presented a plaque at the Mildred King Luncheon last Friday. She's very deserving of the award. She started with the county in May of 1980 in the engineering department as a clerk typist and has served 28 years. She's currently office manager for the utility permits department. She does her job very well and does what is expected of her and does it in a timely fashion. She serves as the engineering department's single point of contact for advertising and posting because of her knowledge and performance. She provides excellent customer service, and she's been nominated by her fellow employees and elected by her fellow employees and is very deserving of the award. We'd like to publicly congratulate Jane.
Thank you.
You left your comments for today. You reserve your comments today.
Thank you very much.
She's mouthy, ain't she?
And then the next item is recognition of retiring councilmen. And as was noted, this is the final county council meeting for this county council group. And we'd like to recognize our three retiring councilmen, Dale with 20 years experience and Finley and Lynn with 12 years each. And the first item, we would like Mayor Eddie Landon from the town of Georgetown. He asked to make a short presentation.
Morning, Eddie.
Good morning. You guys don't start work till later in the day than I do. It's quite nice.
Well, God make you know that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Gentlemen, ladies, your honors. First, Mr. Rogers, I would like to approach.
Sir?
Is that a bill?
Yeah.
That's lieu of taxes.
Thank you. just a little something from my mayor's reception that we had, and I think you'll find quite interesting.
Picture, granddaughter was
him and his granddaughter.
Egg.
And secondly, I'm glad you put me on the agenda after all the policemen have left, because I'm here to return stolen property.
Conscience bother you, huh?
I'm sorry?
Conscience bother you?
Well, in getting into the story, I didn't steal it. But no, it wasn't stolen.
When you're walking the route, right? Is that what
exactly,
you're
saying? Yes, somewhere along that lines, yes. Getting into this story, most of you may have known my grandmother, Mabel. She worked here for the county for a number of years in the old building before it was even expanded. And I know Mr. Dukes knows her because Mr. Dukes and I are related somehow or another. He could tell you better than I could. We're like third cousins or fourth cousins or something.
We claim each other.
Well, you said that, yeah. No. I got to get my dig in when I can. You know? Let's say. And
we did up until now.
Yeah. And Finley, I think my father was treasurer of your one of your first campaigns, if not your first. And Mr. Rogers, I've gotten to know you over the years and your NASCAR affiliation, and I think quite a bit of you three, as well as the two of you. What I'm presenting to you today is before the addition was added on. I don't know if any of you know the year that the addition was added on to the back. Towards Ray Street in the 60s, maybe?
69.
I wasn't born then, but.
I was just a young tyke at the time. And my grandmother, you know, known to pretty much pick up anything that nobody claimed. A construction worker had just thrown this out, and, you know, she foresaw to take it and gave it to my father, and he shellacked it and put it in the frame and hung in my father's house for a good 30 years, and it's been hanging in my bonus room for about 6 years with the rest of my memorabilia. And I would like to pass this on to not just this council, I'd like to pass it on to the county so they can hang in these hallowed halls for perpetuity, is that the right word?
Yes.
And I'm not very well educated, so I had to read the dictionary last night to see if I was right or not. But I'd like for it to hang in these hallowed halls, and councilmen that may be way past you, it's something that belongs to the county. And it just happened to fall into my hands, and I'd like to present this to whomever may want to receive it. It is, I'll show it to the audience first. It says, Courthouse Annex, Board of Assessments, Receiver of Taxes.
Huh.
Wow.
And
So I just thought it needed to come back to its original home.
Yeah, I'll come back. Eh?
Right.
Won't you come on?
I'll have a bit more pass on that.
Mr. President, I'd like to present this to you on behalf of the many generations of over 100 years of Democrats in my family, to the Sussex County Council for the Chambers.
Fantastic. Thank you, Eric.
Absolutely.
Ed, you'll have to find something to steal to take its place on the wall. Here,
absolutely, absolutely. I'm scouting around here.
We'll have to keep an eye on you on the way out.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Thank you. I don't know if you want to stay right here, Mr. Jones. I have three proclamations. Do you want me to just read one of them? And
well, let them all come on down? Boys, go on down there.
Oh.
Thank you for the correction.
First, I will start off with the Honorable Finley B. Jones.
That's quick.
Yeah. And it's a matter of having to type it that way. All that legal crap, yeah. Don't you hate it? It's from the Office of the Mayor. It's a tribute presented to the Honorable Finley B. Jones. Sussex County Council President Finley B. Jones has served Sussex County for 12 years. Finley's thoughts about Sussex County: our low taxes and the wealth of opportunity here make Sussex County an attractive place to live and do business. Quality schools and access to higher learning provide our youngsters the foundation for rewarding careers in business, healthcare services, manufacturing, and many other industries that are present here in Sussex County. The town of Georgetown would like to thank Finley B. Jones for his dedication, support, and assistance while serving on Sussex County Council. Now, therefore, I, Edwin A. Lambden, by the virtue of authority vested in me as mayor of the town of Georgetown, I do hereby proclaim the 10th day of December, 2008, Finley B. Jones Day, signed by myself. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. Rogers.
Sir.
Yeah.
It's like a
thing, right? It's from the Office of the Mayor, tribute presented to the Honorable Lynn Rogers. Sussex County Council Vice President Lynn J. Rogers has served Sussex County for 12 years. Lynn's thought about Sussex County. Sussex County is a place where thousands of people live, work, play, and retire. They enjoy the unique quality of life touched by many pleasures. Sussex County boasts one of the lowest property taxes around. It is a great place to raise a family, and thanks to a diverse economy, Sussex County enjoys a healthy business environment, plenty of jobs, and low employment. That doesn't sound right.
Unemployment.
There you go. I didn't type these. I guess I didn't pre-read them either, did I? The town of Georgetown would like to thank Lynn J. Rogers for his dedication, support, and assistance while serving on Sussex County Council. Now, therefore, I, Edwin A. Lambden, by the virtue of authority vested in me as the mayor of the town of Georgetown, I do hereby proclaim the 10th day of December, 2008, also Lynn J. Rogers Day, signed by myself.
Thank you, Mayor.
Absolutely. Mr. Dukes, Office of the Mayor, tribute presented to the Honorable Dale R. Dukes. Dale R. Dukes has served Sussex County for 20 years. Dale's thoughts about Sussex County. Sussex County has been discovered as a great, inexpensive place to live. It offers many attractions and places of interest. Now that we have been discovered, it brings many challenges which are dealing with as we move forward.
The town of Georgetown would like to thank Dale R. Dukes for his dedication, support, and assistance while serving on Sussex County Council. Now, therefore, I, Edwin A. Lambden, by virtue of the authority vested in me of the mayor of the town of Georgetown, I do hereby proclaim the 10th day of December 2008, also Dale R. Dukes Day. Signed by myself.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that. Absolutely.
Hey, at least this meeting, if we get a parking ticket that day, we're okay?
Yeah,
he's been a call Atlanta Town Hall. Everybody done?
Quite repositioned.
Thanks again, Mayor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't want to go too far. It's up to you. And
just to pass on, the town and the county has come to an agreement, which you will see later in the executive session. And I want to thank Mr. Griffin and David and our personnel in the town hall for coming to that agreement. Okay, thank you. Gentlemen?
Thank you.
Mayor, thank you.
Mayor.
Next, Deputy County Administrator Hal Godwin would like to make a couple of remarks.
Remember, you're still employed.
At least until the 6th of January. Gentlemen, I won't take long. I just wanted to thank you so very much for the opportunity to work with you over the past 3 years and for your assistance and guidance in helping to teach me the public service landscape of this fine county. I also want to wish you the very best in your retirement. I don't expect to see any of you in a rocking chair on a front porch anywhere, but I know that you'll be busy about the community doing good things as you have for many years. I just want to wish you the very best in health and family events as time goes forward. And I again thank you so very much for the time that I've had working with you. Wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then next, Attorney Jim Griffin has several remarks too.
Gift certificate for 1 hour consultant?
Yeah.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I would like to thank all five of you for the honor of serving as county attorney for the past 4 years. And I'd like to give a special tribute to the three departing councilmen, with Dale with 20 years and Finley and Lynn with 12 years each. That's 44 years of combined service. And it represents, I'm not sure the public really realizes how much time you've put into this, but if the hours were added up, it would be endless, the number of hours that you spend not only in meetings but in preparing for meetings, reviewing all the many pages of submissions that come across each of your desks with regard to zoning matters, other matters, agreements with outside agencies and municipalities. So you've devoted a remarkable portion of your lives to the service of the county, and I would like to join the others who have stood here today and thank you for that service and wish you the best in your retirement from these positions. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then I would like to make several remarks also. I have enjoyed working for the county council over the last 30 years. And I believe that's why I got gray hair, though. But I do believe that all five of you have represented your constituents very well, and you have supported staff, and we sincerely appreciate this. You have accomplished much over the years. We look forward to the future, but sometimes it is nice to look at some of the accomplishments, review some of the accomplishments. And what we did is put together a list of some of those accomplishments, and we have it framed for each of the three retiring councilmen. And as I think Jim said, we know, knowing you three, you won't be sitting around in a rocking chair. We know you better than that. So I'm sure we wish you the best in your future and the best with times with your family and friends. And I'd like to present these plaques.
Should we go back out front, Dave? There we go.
Yes.
Need a little guidance here.
This is a number of accomplishments.
This is
Dale.
He had me in the center. He said, James, get there next time.
And this is for Lynn. There were quite a few accomplishments listed, which we thought were major accomplishments in dealing with economic development and our industrial park and wastewater and quite a few things that we're all aware of. The state police contract. I thought it would be a good reminder of what they accomplished.
I'd like to say thanks to Mr. Baker and Mr. Griffin. It's been a pleasure working with them for the last 4 years, Mr. Griffin, and 20 years, Mr. Baker, that I've been here. I thought it was sort of ironic this morning. We opened the 8th Paramedic Unit out there and at Centerbury, and it's a beautiful location. And one of my remarks was there in 1991, we were over in the other building. When we put our first paramedic unit in operation, we walked outside and they gave me a radio to call EOC and tell them they were ready to get on the road. I'd forgotten it, but Bob Stort reminded me that morning the paramedic vehicle would not start. So they had to push it out of the parking lot to get it started on the road. And today, our last council meeting, we opened our 8th paramedic unit. So it's been a great 20 years. There's been a lot of accomplishments, been a lot of hard work, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I'm going to miss it, but it's time to let other people have fun, and I hope they have as much fun as I have. I'm looking straight at you, Mike. And the employees, the staff have just been phenomenal. They've been great. I've never asked an employee to look up something or research something for me that they refuse to do it. They've been very cooperative. We've been a team together. I don't feel like that I'm any more honorable than what they are, and I told the girls when I first came here, I don't like to be addressed as the honorable Dale. You know, that just call me Dale or whatever you want to call me, and I've been called some unusual things. But I do appreciate all the staff. I've said it over and over and over again. You've made our job easy, and we couldn't have done it without you, and I want to thank you.
The president's throwing his weight around. I'd like to say thank you to the entire staff. It's been a great 12 years. I wouldn't say it's all been fun, but
it has.
You don't live in my district. But anyway, it's been an experience. It's been a learning experience. And, you know, coming from the emergency services, you make life and death decisions every day, and you have to make them in the spur of a moment. But when you get the government, things slow down. You know, I've always heard that government moves slower, and believe me, it really does sometimes. It's very frustrating. And but one thing I've learned a lot over 12 years, but the main thing I've learned is I've learned how to listen. The constituency has been great that, you know, in my district they do voice their opinions and through their emails or phone calls and their visits. I had a gentleman ask me not too long ago if I had a barber shop in the back because the lobby was always full. But, you know, it's been a great relationship with the constituency, with the staff. They do a great job. I want to thank everybody at the head table. It's been like family. We do talk a lot. You know, and I was looking back, and it was kind of ironic that Mr. Baker gave us the accomplishments this morning, that you look back at what we've done the last dozen years, this whole group of five up here, and look back 30 years prior to that. We've had a lot on our plate, and like I said, it's been really rewarding in the aspect of everything that as a team we've done. We always don't get along, and publicly sometimes it gets a little bit ugly, but we are able to sometimes break bread together after it's over with. But like I said, I want to thank everybody, and especially the constituency, the staff, and stop and end it with and thank my wife. I'm glad I still have her.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. I guess, you know, we started this venture 12 years ago, and pretty much, I guess I was sitting there this morning about 4 o'clock, drinking coffee and reading. And I said, you know, as everybody knows, my wife is in British Columbia. And every time I go see her, that once a month or whatever, I have to take 50 pounds of paperwork with me every week. I said, you know, when I go there this Christmas, it's going to be pretty damn nice not to have a carry. You know, and I said, I'll probably save $25 just on luggage, you know. But, you know, I can't express enough, you know, it's been fantastic. I love this job. And I just can't say how appreciative I am to the people of Sussex County, to the people of my district. And all the friends I've made friends that and met people that, you know, would have never ever got to meet because of this position. I appreciate it. I can't thank staff enough. I mean, as Dale and Lynn Vance and George and everybody else up here, you know, you sit there and say, you know, we are a machine, you know, and we're a business. We got the treatment plant on one side, and paramedics, those guys never have to worry about being an unemployed. You know, those guys are here for a lifetime. That's a service. The rest of the county, you know, when that person comes in this room, in this building, you have to we sell that service, and they do a good job. Certainly, you know, we're not perfect, but guess what? We're almost there, and we got some really good people. Mr. Dukes is perfect.
George, be careful.
No question about George.
I better say a few words in cover.
My wife is perfect. Don't be saying that.
I'm still in charge, baby. Remember that.
Call this being in charge.
I we had the retirement dinner, and one of the things I was going to say, if you look pretty much at all of us up here, if you look back 12 years ago, even when we got on board, not one person on this council had gray hair. And if you look at all the wives, they don't have gray hair either, at all. Now, I said, you know, there's got to be something pretty remarkable about that. I said, but I guess if you're having a baby, a few bitchy consumers that don't really, it's no big deal, right? I said, but, you know, I'm rambling, but I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You know, it's just, it's a great job. I love it, and I love all you. Thank you very much. Okay, boys.
I'll try to make this quick and brief, but with Dale, I tell you, Dale, they told me two things. You're going to have a sense of humor and thick skin to have this job. And I know Dale and I both have had a lot of laughs, and we both have probably real thick skin, because I don't know what Dale's going to do if he doesn't have George Cole to kick around anymore. I feel the one thing I felt sorry for Dale is all these years, I'm the only guy he couldn't fire, so I feel sorry for all those employees. He's going to take it all out on them now instead of me. And in Findlay, Homeland Security was calling me once a month, trying to find who the heck is this guy with all these documents from Sussex County Council. He thought he was, you know, some kind of terrorist. And then Lynn. Now, Lynn, you know, every week we would come in here and we would hear about, like we have a couple of things on the agenda today, and we would hear from Lynn. He'd get 200 phone calls, 300 emails, and I'm sitting here going, I didn't get any. What's going on here? So that's the part I'm going to miss about Lynn, hearing about all the attention he got. So he'll be sitting home, and the emails won't be coming in, the phone calls won't come in. There's another guy ready for the nut house. So I think I'll see a lot of them walking the boardwalk real early in the morning in Rehoboth or Bethany. So come on. And Finley has been one of my constituents for the last few years, and I wanted to compliment him. He never called up and complained.
I will
miss them all. It's been fun, and with Dale, 20 years has been a long time.
It has been, George.
Thank you very much.
For both of us.
I hope he's not bringing watermelon out. God, they'd be old.
It's Gord. Gord is this time of year.
No, I wanted to come down here just to maybe set myself at a little bit lower level, because even though we're supposed to all be on par up there, I really don't see myself at the same level as you guys. I mean, a couple of you were there a few years more than me, and Dale's been there a long time more than me, but you've always have had my utmost respect. Now, I know I haven't shown it all the time, and when I first got here, I was a royal pain in your butt, I know. But the maturity and the grace which you handled yourselves with over the years is something that I aspire to. It's something that I don't think I can ever achieve, though. You guys have treated me better than I deserve to be treated over the years. And I'm going to miss you. I've been telling Dale and Finley and Lynn for the last month, it's really had a profound effect on me, because you get in a routine, and the people around you mold your personality, they mold your thought process, and the thought of only having him to mold me is kind of scary.
Better bring a lot of Play-Doh, that's all I can.
Some things are impossible, folks.
I just hope that at some point in the future, near future, I can help you in some way, because you've had a tremendous influence on my life, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I say one more thing about the two that were leaving here?
Wait a minute, this is not pot shot time here.
No. This has been probably a few years ago. Went home one night and I said to my wife, I said, Dottie, she said, how'd your day go? And I said, well, it didn't go very good. Mr. Cole and I, we got in a scuffle, you know, not fist fighting, but close to it. And I said, you know, we had a big disagreement. And I said, you know, he'll beat you to death in council meeting. Well, I remember that particular day, we got done with the council meeting, we walked out, and he said, Dale, where are you going to lunch? I said, I'm going to walk down the street to Smith's. He said, well, let's go, I'll go with you. And she said, how can you do that? I said, hey, you know, it's a job. We're sit up here, and we got a job to do. But I say one thing about Mr. Phillips and Mr. Cole. You know, we might come in here and disagree and argue to our point, but when we walk out of this door, it's over with. We're just as good of friends as we were when we came in here. And I think it's how it should be. I mean, if you got five people that have the same opinion, you don't need but one person here. So you got five ideas, you debate them, you vote it, you take the majority, goes on with it, and that's how you have to do with it. I mean, I've won a lot of them, I've lost a lot of them. But, you know, so I want to thank these two guys. They've not held grudges. We still speak. We get along well together. And I'm going to miss these two also. You know, they've been good, you know. Appreciate both of you.
For Republicans, we're not bad. Right?
Even Lynn? I said you two. All right, we got a lot on the agenda.
Yeah, once we get done the real deal, we can come back and badmouth each other. Dave, we're super green?
Yes, super. Then the next topic is the super green proposal, which we've been working on